To be a person others trust, we have to be a trustworthy person. Almost any day of the week, you can surf the internet or watch a primetime news story where hidden cameras catch people in the act of behaving badly. Wouldn't it be more inspiring to focus on just the opposite? People doing the right thing, even when they think no one's watching? We must be people who want to do the right thing simply because doing the right thing for them is consistent with who we are.
Here's where the values, ethics, and guiding principles that have been planted deep within the unconscious parts of us motivate consistent actions, what we say and do, who we are. This extends to how we act, to the manner in which we focus on creating value for customers.
If we can't rely on the integrity of the individual we're dealing with, then we're not going to have that relationship very long. I know that I'm not, and most of the people that I associate with are not, because they don't. The person's not real, and I don't know whether to believe what they're telling me or not.
Can you imagine anyone not feeling good about doing business with a company that demonstrated those values? How interesting might it be to look back over time and see how integrity has influenced people's success or an organization's success? You have already learned some important things about validation. You know that validation isn't really a separate step of Aid, Inc. It is an ongoing process. It comes between the demonstrate and negotiate steps because people need to believe in what you're saying before you can successfully negotiate and close. When we validate, we show that we are people of integrity and our organization is one of integrity.
The action guides that you're practicing this week are 1. Build trust and confidence in yourself. 2. Understand how customers define value. 3. Translate cost into value. 4. Provide data and analysis to support your claims. The first action guide focuses on building trust. Gary Eyring, co-founder of the Open Organization, says, "Trust is the total confidence in the integrity, ability, and character of another. It happens when actions and conversations occur with a sense of safety between people."
Validating myself is really just showing them, again, that I care, that I'm willing to listen to them.
When you operate from the standpoint of integrity, it shows through. You're there to provide counsel, support, to really work from a consultative, needs-based standpoint.
Understand how to define value is the second action guide. Value is different things to different people. Of course, you'll want to find that out in your interview. Your awareness of what motivates different behavior styles will help you assess what people value. The third action guide is translate cost into value. As the action guide states, the purpose here is to emphasize value. This should not be glossed over.
I think the issue goes back to professionalism of don't take shortcuts. Have a passion about your customers, have a passion about what their needs are, and bring value to them when you come see them.
Provide data and analysis to support your claims is the fourth action guide.
Practicing the previous action guides often makes this one easier. There are very few forms of evidence or proof more powerful than comments from a satisfied customer. People are always more inclined to believe what others say about us than what we say about ourselves. And these endorsements or testimonials increase in importance and effectiveness relative to how well potential clients know and respect the endorser.
To conclude, allow us to circle back to the beginning and say validation really begins with who we are, the values we have, and the integrity we demonstrate. See yourself as a value generator. When you see yourself in that role and present yourself to people that way, you'll stand out above your competitors. Integrity is doing the right thing for people because it's the right thing to do. This is the highest form of validation.